A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Immediately, the Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness, and he remained there for 40 days. And he was tempted by Satan. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels looked after him. After John's arrest, Jesus appeared in Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Change your hearts and minds and believe this good news. The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Praise to you, Jesus Christ. Let's begin today at the beginning. Well, about 5,000 years ago. With just a tiny bit of biblical history. If I remember correctly from my seminary studies a generation ago, it was said that God had made four great covenants that can be found in the Hebrew Bible. Here's a little summary. The first one is the Noahic covenant. God announced to Noah the promise of divine presence to the whole creation. All of nature, the plants, animals, humanity, a lasting and unconditional relationship. Later, in the Abrahamic covenant, God gave the people a land, a nation, an identity to bless them. God connected with the people through this second great promise, giving them an identity. The third covenant is the Mosaic covenant. When the people of Israel were suffering in oppression and enslavement, God promised and gave them the law to free them from their captors in Egypt and to bring them into a new land, a land with a new hope, the land which would flow with milk and honey. Finally, a fourth covenant was made to David. God made a great house of the people of Israel, giving them a great name, making them a great nation. David responded that God had established a people as God's very own forever. And David found that the covenant was trustworthy. David marveled too, I think. There is no little quiz about this at all. These stories are moments in time where God connected with us through our forebears. They are stories, revelations that indicate God's ongoing relationship to humanity. On the lighter side, if you will humor me, let's ponder what might have been going through the mind of a man like Noah thousands of years ago. Here is Noah going about his business, perhaps being a carpenter, sawing wood one day, as imagined by Bill Cosby. And I don't condone Cosby's actions, but I still think he's a very funny guy.
I'm sawing wood.
One day, 5,000 BC, God calls out,
Noah!
Who's there?
This is God.
Right.
Noah!
What do you want? I've been good.
Build me an ark, cubit by cubit. Fill it with animals of every kind.
Right. What's an ark? What's a cubit? Who is this really? How come you want me to do these weird things? Am I on kid to camera?
What word comes to mind for you as you remember this story, either from the Bible or from Cosby? Cubit?
Crazy.
Crazy. Ark, maybe? Flood?
tread more.
Oh, what can you tread more? Yeah, that's good. What was the word that was used 5 times in today's lesson, which had only 8 verses?
Right.
No, not that lesson. It was covenant. I set you up, didn't I? I just about hit you over the head with a 2x4, which I don't know how many cubits that is. If you didn't think of covenant, you missed the boat. Another bad pun. God doesn't make contracts. God makes covenants. The divine makes promises called covenants. They lead us into God's presence in the present moment. With God's divine presence, we are not alone. As we have heard through the listening path, listening to God is a spiritual path that connects us to God. Let's listen to the gospel together again. What is Mark saying about Jesus' beginnings? Just before our gospel this morning, Jesus has been baptized by John. It's a momentous occasion when Jesus hears, and perhaps others hear, God's voice, God's loving, blessing voice, calling him a son, a beloved son. This voice tells Jesus who he is. Bishop John Shelby Spong would say, God is being itself. In the depths, God is not apart from us, but is the very core and ground of us and of all that is. God is an internal reality that opens us to the very meaning of life itself. Into this mystery, the historical person of Jesus enters human history. Spong again sheds light on his coming. The Bible says that what God is, Jesus is. God is met in Jesus. That to see Jesus is in some sense to see God. Jesus is a point of connection with the divine. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible also says that Jesus is Mashiach, Messiah. Jesus was the life through whom the word of God had been spoken and the will of God had been lived out. After he was lovingly called, this morning's story begins. Jesus went into a wilderness experience. His journey was a deep hungering for God. As he entered into the transforming wilderness, Jesus was standing in the presence of a new reality. Call it heaven, God's reality, the kingdom. As Jesus struggled with the wild beasts in some way, shape, or form, he found his way through temptations, as we call them. The divine voice that had spoken words of empowering love, beyond all imagining, led him right through the evils before him. As N.T. Wright, the scripture scholar, puts it, angels were present to assure him. God was always pouring out spirit in and through Jesus. He went the way that all people must go. Jesus could do it because he heard these loving words right from God. As the gospel continues, there's just a slight reference to John the Baptist, but it is important to understand that when John died, Jesus took off in his ministry. It was a moment of freedom for Jesus to begin his public ministry. John, the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepared the way for Jesus, the voice crying out in Palestine. Jesus knew that it was time now to act. God was on the move, and it was this great moment for freedom. It was the beginning of a transforming time for all people who would hear this message. This is the time of the great rescue, as Wright puts it. Jesus was calling people to trust the good news that God was doing something new. To get in on the act, they had to cut loose from their ties and listen to him and his message. To make a connection to this Jesus and his message, I'll ask you now to suspend any doubt you might have for just a moment. As Richard Rohr would have us do, take an incarnational worldview. I mean, see your spiritual life as an awakening and a journey, a seeing and a growing in consciousness. And we are all together in this wilderness. We're in exile, called by God to move onward through it, through faith. Here are Jesus' words to ponder, according to Mark's Gospel. After John was delivered, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the Gospel of God. Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is near. Repent, believe in the Gospel." Do Jesus' words awaken you this morning? Or are you still a little sleepy? The time is right now. In the fullness of the moment, we are close to the kingdom. I'm not sure I grasp all the meaning here. Who does? But a wise believer said, "I sometimes think of myself as one who breathes in the very air of God. To borrow from the East, as one who swims in the infinite depths of God." Isn't that just lovely? Bishop Spong has said this so eloquently. This is grace, to have the kingdom within and to breathe it in and to swim in it. We, dear brothers and sisters, are in a transitional state, a transforming state. We have the fullness of the kingdom, and we also know that God is on the move. When God moves, it can be life-altering. We heard the change in me as we opened our worship, life-altering change. And if you want to respond to the call of the divine, open your ears and hear the very good news called gospel. The word repent simply means to turn around. Are you facing backward because your mind is on things of the past, your hurts, your disappointments, your losses, or any other thing that takes your attention and invitation away from the present moment? About face, people. Turn around. Face forward. God is here. The moment to listen to God's promises and challenges is now. God has been faithful, covenant after covenant, and there's still no quiz. The divine has been there, the holy ground of being itself. Learn to let these words of love come to you. You are my beloved, each and every one. Believe in God, in Jesus, who says, "Turn around and face forward with me and in me. Breathe in the kingdom that fills you with unimaginable life. Swim in God, who supports, upholds, and surrounds you with all the loving things that you could ever need." And the church says, "Amen."